opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, Orstein. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05 in the morning, September the 27th. And Bad Bob, you have done it again.
There goes another month.
You are getting to be one of the most careless people. Every time I say, keep your eye on this, every time I say, hang on to this,
slips away.
It just slips. Slip.
Sands through the hourglass.
Slip sliding away. All right, 530-605-4567 is our phone lines, and we can you can hop on to us with our chat room at kcnr1460.com. Linda is right at this moment running into the yard because the first group of people are coming to work there around the house. But she'll be back tonight at on the spot with Linda Bott, starting at 6 p.m. So that we'll have a good time there on that. And today we've got a lot of interesting things. I don't usually talk about what happened yesterday. You know, yesterday is yesterday. But on the show yesterday, we had Jim Nielsen was on and was, you know, of course, talking about, you know, his campaign and this. And Logan, he are really heating up. I mean, he did this. No, he's lying about that. You know, that kind of thing. You know, those things are heating up because there's not like a lot of great deal of friendship here, even though both are conservative Republicans. But then Jim Nielsen brought a friend who had been an exchange student in high school with him years ago. And the gentleman, Yousef Shah, is, you know, a Pakistani. And he's from, or he had been the ambassador from Pakistan to countries like Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq, Cambodia, Vietnam. And these are not easy places to be ambassador to, of course. But he had a message, and I wish, you know, if you get a chance, go back to yesterday's show. And it comes on about 8:05 or 8:06, and it's only 3 or 4 minutes. But he came in here because he specifically wanted to thank America. He wanted to thank the United States for standing up for the people of the world. For the United States to take the lead in standing up for the people of the world to bring peace and tranquility. Even though it has cost us lives and wealth. And he says a lot of times people don't tell you how much you're appreciated, but know from him that we are. And I thought it was an extraordinary comment. Maybe later on, Bob, we can pull that up and play that. So the people can hear that later on in the show. Okay, now today we have Dr. Ray John coming in, plus one of the major players there at Haven Humane, besides Dr. Ray John. And then we've got a bunch of other things we're going to be doing today, talking about Congress. We're going to be talking about Obama. We're going to be talking about the latest meetings. We're going to be talking about what our Sacramento legislature seems to think is the most important part of governing. And then the replacement refs. Looks like they've been flagged and are off the field. But first, before we get to any of this, we go to our favorite people down at our Wells Fargo Advisors and Chris Lasondak. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are in positive territory, though we have backed off the highs of the day. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 21 points at 13,434. The S&P 500 adding just about 4 points at 1437, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 6 points at 3099. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 94 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America is up 12 cents at $8.93. Hewlett Packard down 3 cents at $17.08. Ford up 7 cents at $10.08, while Alcoa is down a nickel at $8.84. Of local interest, PG&E down 2 cents at 42.52. North Valley Bank is unchanged at 13.55, and Harley Davidson down a penny at 41.92. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.63%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.26. Oil is up $1.16 a barrel at $91.14, and precious metals are higher, with gold up $10.60 an ounce at $17.62.19, while silver is up 24 cents an ounce at $34.17. This is Chris Lasondek at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Chris. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. Head on down to Park Marina Drive. Go talk to Chris or Susan or Josh or Kathy about what's going on in the stock market, because they're going to be able to tell you. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to be talking about all those things that we mentioned earlier before and more. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Kenny. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With 3 kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request MD Imaging.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services, and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound is everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 Cypress, 243-3774, your back-to-school music headquarters.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and DeBot, Linda is working around the house today with a bunch of people that are showing up beginning about right now. She'll be back, of course. We're on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. Great group of people she has with her. Let's go to the weather here, Bad Bob.
Well, looking for a high today in the 90s under sunny skies, near record temperatures, and a little bit of wind. Fire danger is still extreme. As a matter of fact, this has nothing to do with the weather, but we do have a fully involved structure fire over in the Enterprise area near Beagle Lane. So if your travel takes you through that area, please be careful. There is a a lot of equipment at the scene, and probably rubberneckers would be a problem over there, so try not to do that. Back to our weather, low tonight, around 60, sunny and high tomorrow, again in the mid-90s, and currently in Reading, we're looking at 62 degrees with this report, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, go on, head on out to Shingletown, where it's a little cooler up there, but give them a call, 474-5546. Tonight is pizza night, and they have not only on their, have a menu, regular menu, but also pizza, and they usually run out of pizza up there. They need 50 or 60 pizzas, and they're handmade, hand-tossed, cooked in a wood fire oven. Great food. Tomorrow night, Linda's going to be up there singing with her band, jazz, and probably some rock and roll. And, of course, they always have music on Saturdays, too. 474-5546. And Anselmo Vineyards. Say it's not true, Bad Bob.
It's not true, sir.
They've kicked out the rest of the guys from the Beach Boy. Brian Wilson has been kicked out of the Beach Boys.
Really?
Yep. Mike Love, who is, you know, kind of like their lead singer, he's told everybody, no, we don't need you guys. And now he's going to do the rest of the Beach Boy tour. This is their fifth. It was their 50th reunion album here later, earlier this year. And then, you know, Brian Wilson, I mean, this man was the genius behind the Beach Boys. He wrote the songs. He sings really high, you know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also, you know, he also had mental things going on there, because I guess when you're a genius, as this man is that a lot of times things don't work out the way they're supposed to.
I hear that, yeah.
And which explains some of my problems. but not all of them, that's for sure. Anyway, Mike Love kicks out Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys. Is this big news? I mean, I know maybe I shouldn't have just let off the news portion of this with that, but have you heard that?
It's a cultural thing.
It's a cultural icon. Here's the Beach Boys. After they had their 50th anniversary, first of all, the Beach Boys, a 50-year reunion, they're all in their 70s.
Yeah.
they come on. I get around on the town, you know, with my wheelchair, you know. Okay. But then to end it like that, I guess, you know what, I don't understand. All right. But speaking of other people that are leaving, getting kicked off the field.
Yeah, those substitute refs are leaving town just in time.
I heard on that one call, that one call of the game, which I have yet to see yet. Everybody, even Linda says, did you see that call? No, I have not seen the catch or non-catch. That it said that Las Vegas. Okay, here's the reason the replacement refs are leaving. You ready for this? This is true. I'm just making it up, but I think it's true. On that one catch, something like $4.5 million or more traded hands.
On that one catch.
Or maybe it was $400 million, but at least $4.5 million changed hands on that non-catch or catch. When that happened, Las Vegas put the word out is that the people aren't betting because they don't know if the best team's going to win. Quote pro refs, they're making bad calls. They can cost games. Why should I bet on the best knowledge and then have a ref blow this? So a lot of the betting was being cut back. So Las Vegas leans into it, and the NFL settles with the refs.
Yeah, there was some backroom deal going on there.
Oh, you don't think, huh? Oh, of course it was. Of course it was. I get around. Okay. You know, how about this? Is that in the next game they wheel out Brian Wilson? He sings Little Deuce Coupe. But, okay. Anyways, millions and millions of dollars changed hands over that one catch or non-catch. And then Las Vegas has said, oh, this is not going to work. And now it's solved. Frankly, it's amazing to me that people get this excited about a game.
Sports fans? Are you kidding? Actually, a lot of TV technology, big screens, things like that. Your first adopters are huge sports fans. For 3D technology?
Oh, yeah.
For television. Sports fans lead the way. I personally installed several very elaborate audio-video systems where somebody could track like 6 or 7 games at once on these peripheral screens and then bring any of them down to the 110-inch projection screen. That was one of the biggest jobs we ever did.
110-inch projection screen.
Yeah, and just because, for football. And this was back in the early 90s.
Well, you know, it's true. It's true. You know, people. If you look at the, you look at bars. You know, for the, you know, try to go into a restaurant. You're kind of like a, you know, like Dave's. You know, Dave's barbecue or something.
Oh yeah,
any place. Well, Bleachers, you expect it. But you go into a lot of places, and there's a TV set in your face with some kind of sports on. You're trying to talk, and you know that you know.
And you're trying to read the subcaptions. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, an inch high.
Well,
letters,
it doesn't work because you know you're you know I'm with Linda and I'm and she's talking to me. And I'm looking up over her head about you know some guy sliding into third base. You know, I don't even watch baseball. That well, hey, it's in front of me. I'm watching it. Got to take a break. Call on the bot. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. I'm gonna come back. It's gonna be Dogs 0, Bears 1.
The North State's premier door and finish company wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with the hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest, quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today, 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air, over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday night right here on KCNR 1464 On the Spot with Linda Bott. We're going to find out what's hot, what's not. We're going to talk about fun, film, fashion, frivolity. Brought to you by Dandelion, Mount Shasta Mall, Susie's, Crackmaster, and Wild Iris. See you Thursday, 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Pack it up, buddy, gonna shut you down.
Yeah, well, Mike Love shut down, Brian. All right, we got a welcome back. Yeah, we got a traffic alert here.
If you drive in the vicinity of Bocelli Lane at Beagle, probably a good place to stay away from. There is a major structure fire over that way. Lots of City of Reading fire crews on the scene, and traffic starting to back up on Bocelli with rubberneckers. Trust me, this is not a spectator sport, so please avoid the area and let the fire crews do their work. We'll find out more about what type of structure is a house or a business or whatever. That is kind of a mixed-use area. Again, that's Beagle Lane off of Bocelli.
All right. Hey, now, Obama. Remember when our ambassador to Libya was murdered by terrorists and the Obama administration refused to admit that? Oh, no, that was just a crowd gone wild. He seemed like he has admitted it finally. You know, the other day he was on The View. And he was asked by one of those plump women that said, well, what about this? Was it an attack? And Obama says on The View, he admits that it was a terrorist attack. Terrorists did kill the ambassador. On The View, he admits this. Now, he was back in New York because he was addressing the United Nations, where he said, well, we're not going to just stand by when this happens and don't do it again. While he found time to be on the show with Whoopi and Barbara and all the rest of them, he didn't find time to talk with any of the world leaders. Not one meeting has he had. Netanyahu from Israel, he hasn't met with him yet. Just don't have time. But I do have time to go to those fundraisers. I do have time to be on The View where people can see me. And I think he used the term eye candy. Did he really do that? Did he really say that? Did he really say, oh, I'm here, I'm just the eye candy? Tell me that the President of the United States, who makes an announcement about terrorists on a talk show in the afternoon instead of a formal pronouncement, is saying he's eye candy?
Did he send his iPad to the conference, you know, so that it could take the notes? Because I think the iPad may be smarter.
I am telling you, this is just, you know, people. This is real. I don't make this up. And this is the guy that he's on David Letterman, but he won't be on somebody else. But he's on David Letterman because, you know why? David Letterman says, you can't be president unless you're on my show. Really, David? Oh, really?
There's not enough room for that either.
Really, David? My gosh. Did you really say that? That you can't be president unless you've been on the David Letterman show. Is this, I mean, have we gotten to that point where you have to be on a jerk's show that's on the middle of the night? You know, that he has taken sides, and so he's going to say, well, yeah, well, I'd love to have Romney on. I'd treat him fairly. Oh, you wouldn't. Because you're a jerk. All right. Let's move closer into town. Let's move closer. Let's move to Sacramento here. The economy's in the toilet. The VA home is not going to open by this legislature. Illegals are getting scholarship money. He just signed it last week. They are going to get scholarship money when those who are citizens of the United States and California cannot get scholarship money, but illegals can. Tax problems. And what has our governor done in our legislature? He has signed a bill to make it illegal to hunt bears with dogs. This one is so important. We had to get that out there because Humane Association obviously owns the governor. But what about the next time? You like to hunt rabbits with dogs? Yeah. Because that dog will beagle him, woo, 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 chases it in a circle and you shoot the rabbit. Cruel. Cruel. How about dogs and birds? Goes up there sniffing that bird. Bird jumps up. Boom. Dog runs over, bird's still alive, dog grabs it, brings it back. What about the ones making that, what about making that dog jump in that cold water to retrieve the duck?
No, we can't have that.
Oh, no, wait a minute. That is cruel and unusual punishment for that poor little, you know, that dog just sits there and minds his own business. Would that dog do this without being forced into it? Would he or she? No. Cruel. Cruel! And what about that poor duck? Boom! Duck gets shot, falls down, flapping, flapping. The dog swims out, grabs it, and drags it back. Can you see where I'm going with this? Can you see where they're going with this?
And the lead. Don't forget the lead.
That lead's already gone. Forget the lead. Just forget the lead. Nope. Yep, not going to happen. No lead. You know, I'm sorry. You know, just sometimes is I see all the things that have to be done in this state, and they've launched an attack on hunting with dogs. I mean,
well,
come on.
The logic
come
would appear
on.
To be that if you can't hunt, then why on earth would you possibly need a firearm for the love of?
Well, you know, well, not only that, but let's get to this one. Well, if you can't hunt, then you don't need those hunting licenses. And if you don't need hunting and fishing licenses, then you don't have fish and wildlife. Nope, fishing game. Don't have that. You don't need it. We'll get funding someplace else, and you people don't even need to hunt. Got to run. Hey, we come back. Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, is with us. We're going to catch up on what's happening with the vets. We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, it's a sea of green down on Wall Street. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 39 points, green arrows across the board. Shares of Royal Energy are soaring more than 45%. This after the company confirmed it plans to develop 100,000 acres of land right next to where Great Bear Petroleum has its test wells in Alaska. Following the initial testing of those wells, Great Bear's chief executive has said that where they thought they would find oil, they have. American Airlines is reportedly threatening to slap its pilots with an injunction. The Wall Street Journal says the airline has asked the union to stop the operational disruptions by some of its pilots. The airline continues suffering from cancellations and delays. Both sides have indicated they want to resume talks on a new pilot accord. And Prudential Financial is reportedly moving closer to an agreement to buy Hartford's individual life insurance unit. The Wall Street Journal reports a deal between the rival companies may be reached today. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Have you heard all the gold commercials? The expert with the best deal? The oldest and largest dealer? Did you call to discover high retail commissions? Wake up. Do it right. Don't waste your money. Get more gold. Discover how. Call Goldworth Financial. Request your guide. Free. 800-257-GOLD. 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 Visit goldworth.com.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Here's North State Conservative Jim Nielsen.
Hi, this is Jim Nielsen. You know, the Sacramento politicians have really made a mess of things. They increase spending and pile regulations on our farms and small businesses. And their only plan for California is to raise taxes. Taxes kill jobs. We don't need more government. We need more jobs. We don't need more regulation. We need more freedom. It's time to take back the checkbook and remind Sacramento that they aren't the boss, we are. We can start by defeating Jerry Brown's tax increase, derailing his $100 billion high-speed fantasy train, and stopping his scheme for a peripheral tunnel. North State water should be used right here to grow our crops, not shipped south to hose down tennis courts in Beverly Hills. This is Jim Nielsen,
a conservative rancher with North State values and good common sense. Jim Nielsen for Senate. He fights for us.
Paid for by taxpayers for Jim Nielsen, Senate 2012.
At Platinum Auto Glass, if it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. That's right, certified technicians specializing in every aspect of window repair and replacement. Whether it's in the shop or at your location with our mobile service. The best part is, all of our work is guaranteed and we'll even help you pay your deductible. A chipped, cracked, or leaky window can be unsafe and possibly get you a ticket as well. Don't put off what our techs can do for you. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. Be here at 6 p.m. You're going to like it. Giveaways like you can't believe. In fact, we're going to give away a monster truck. Tickets to a monster truck this weekend are going to be given away tonight at 6 p.m. So get in there for that. For two of them. Those are like, it's like, you know, $20 tickets and stuff. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our buddies down there, Joe and Shelly, I just saw them yesterday. Just, you know, really super people. And a shout out to Joe. And the best tobacco prices you're going to get in town. Espresso Joe's, of course, has the finest coffee at the best prices. Smoking Loon wine, all different types of anything you can possibly imagine, you've got there. For the coffee and tea, you know, drinks. A great place. They support our veterans. Veterans get discounts, but they support our veterans in this community. And we're getting ready to talk to Bob Dunlap, and he'll be able to say that. Plus, they do other things. They take, they, you know, they have people working for them that they give a second chance to, and it's worked out for them beautifully. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay. Bob Dunlap. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good to be here. Thanks for having me back.
Well, you know what? I'm awake now. See, I'm getting off coffee. You know, for right now. I mean, I have, you know, great coffee, of course, tobacco and brew.
Of course.
But I'm going into this green tea, you know, type thing, just to see what it does. You know, it's a cleansing agent in my body. Yeah, so if I come screaming out of the studio, just Bob, get out of the way.
And Bad Bob and I'll be screaming.
And you'll be screaming as I come through here. Okay. It's just a... Okay, it's got nothing to do with what we're talking about. All right. Let's catch up with some veterans' issues here. There's no move on, of course, in the veterans' home at all.
Well, there's no change in the veterans' home at all, and of course, we're starting to hire some of those folks that the state pledged to hire. There's 14 or 15 high-level employees that they're looking to hire. Exams have opened up on those, and we're talking doctors, the nurses, the dietitians, some of the supervisory personnel. Those interviews have started, and
what are they supervising?
Yeah, what are these? Well, they're going to be in place in the spring of this coming year, and then residency starting in the fall. So that's still the plan. We can't narrow that down to say which month next year. Of course, the fall is after the first of the fiscal year, and we don't know what the budget's going to bring, so we can't really guarantee that. But we do have funding to hire these 14 or 15 folks for the home. So that's really a good news thing.
Well, you know what? If we could get one person in there. Then let the feds come roll back in there. Is that the idea, is to get two or three people in there and let the feds handle it?
No, it's not a federal.
Federal's not going to come. I mean, the feds aren't even going to. Okay, fine.
No, it's not.
But it's still, we could have.
There are federal dollars that are going to go to support the home because the right. residency, when you first get your first 30 or so, then the federal dollars roll in.
Okay, that's. I knew it was something like that. But still, it just frosted my. You know what? The hair. And parts of my body just fall off.
Don't show me.
I won't. Because they could do this. They could do it if they wanted to. You know that. They're so busy giving money to illegals in the California State Scholarship Fund.
Yeah.
They found more than enough money to open this, keep both of them open for 5 years in a slush fund the Forest Service had. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's a matter of priorities.
Their priorities are not veterans. Yeah. We should march and throw these bums out of office.
You know, it's interesting. It's not the government's priority, but you take private business, and private business appreciates veterans. Especially in Shasta County, we've got 150 businesses in the Redding area who say, we support our veterans. We'll give them discounts when they come into our stores. That's private business saying this is the right thing to do. But why doesn't that translate into our government?
They don't care. Yeah. Governor Brown doesn't care. Here, somebody record this, send it to him. Governor Brown, if you cared about the veterans, you'd open up this veterans home. You can use every slimy excuse possible, but that's the bottom line. You don't care. You could find the money. You could. You know you can. You can fund anything else you'd like. You can find it here. Anyway, okay, let's go on to other things.
Let's go on. Hey, you know, you mentioned Joe and Shelly over at Tobacco and Brew.
Yeah, absolutely.
What a wonderful segue to talk about what private business is doing to honor veterans. A couple of years ago, we introduced our veterans ID card because you get out of the service after a couple of years and you get this sheet of paper called a DD-214 that shows you are a veteran. Well, it's sort of cumbersome to haul that thing around. So in Shasta County, we said, we're going to issue you an ID card.
And with that ID card, you can go to these businesses and get your discounts. Well, that's sort of caught on. Other counties in the state of California are doing that. There's, I think, 15 of them now that have ID cards. Some of them are calling them discount cards, and they've arranged with merchants in their areas. This thing has caught on like wildfire, and people all over the state of California, businesses are honoring veterans. Why doesn't that translate into government? I don't know.
Walmart doesn't.
Well,
Lowe's doesn't.
Well, Lowe's does, but only under certain conditions.
You've got to have what? You've got to come in. You're riding a pink elephant.
Active duty, retirees, and your service-connected disabled veterans. They'll honor those by giving those folks a discount.
Do they?
Same thing with Home Depot. Yeah.
Okay, they changed that then.
No, it's been in that way since.
They swung back and forth.
Yeah, January this year.
Okay. So, yes, that is a great thing. So what did Joe and Shelley do over there?
They give a discount for veterans.
Oh, of course they do. And you know what? They support veterans, and they support veterans' issues. They have a room over there that veterans have meetings, the AMVETs.
At no cost. That's right.
No cost, because, you know, they do support veterans. They put their money where their mouth is. Yeah. And speaking of putting my mouth someplace, let's go on a break. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
After 2 years, October 5th, 6th, and 7th. Aaron's, Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, Taco Bell, and Les Schwab Tires present the 15th annual Crowning Motors West Coast Monster Truck National. The Patriot, Obsession, M2D Thunder, Captain USA, Shocker, and many more will all come to challenge Bigfoot. Also, freestyle motocross with sick tricks and backflips. Local Tub Trucks will be competing for $3,000 in cash in the Hill Enterprises Tub Truck Challenge. Plus the Hillbilly and much more. And hey, don't you dare miss the Palomino Room Monster Truck Madness Parade. Downtown, right in front of the courthouse, Thursday night, October 4th, starting at 6 p.m. This is where you get up close, meet the drivers, and get their autographs. And it's absolutely free. Thursday night, October 4th, in front of the courthouse, downtown. The Palomino Room Monster Truck Madness Parade. And get ready for an incredible weekend at the West Coast Monster Truck National. October 5th, 6th, and 7th at the fairgrounds in Red Bluff.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me September 28th. We'll all be up at Anselmo Vineyards singing away with Bob Casandas on guitar, Andy Uli on bass, and Lou White. We start off the night with that good, great jazz dinner music. Later on, we're going to rock out. So come up and enjoy a fabulous five-star meal. Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. That's a Friday night, and we'll be there performing from 7 to 10. Anselmo Vineyards.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
This is Mike Huber with Estate Granite and Things. Do you know the status of your granite? Is your granite or engineered stone countertop starting to show a little wear and tear? Let the experts at Estate Granite and Things take care of your countertops and make them look their very best. Our restoration service can bring your granite status back up to new again. Plus, we can advise you on other issues with your countertops, turning ordinary kitchens and baths into a space that you can be proud of. For all your remodeling and restoration needs, Estate Granite and Things. Call us today, 241-STONE or EstateGranite.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. Good morning. It's 7:45 in the morning on the 27th. Good morning, Chat Pack. Everybody's rolling in here now. Coach Bob, Camera Chick, you're a cutie. The retired pathologist, Sonny. Who else? There's everybody's in there. I just can't see them all at one time. Our guest is Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. So he let me go rant on about Governor Brown.
I couldn't stop you.
Well, tell me I was wrong.
You were not
Just
wrong.
Tell me I was wrong.
No. No, you're not wrong.
Okay. He signs these little bitty bills. He says, oh, we can put license plates. And he signs on something about tuition. Okay, that's good. But one thing he could do that would take a major step and say something to the veterans is this.
Open the doors.
Open the doors. Open the doors, Governor Brown. Tear down the walls. You know what? You should be compared. You know, somebody send this to him. You are like Gorbachev. You are keeping the freedom-loving people out of these homes that they've earned. Okay. Good news, bad news.
Good news, bad news. We can talk about a couple of things, and one of them is just sort of a bad news situation. It has to do with the federal budget and an item called sequestration and how our dollars are put to work for our veterans, for our active duty forces. And sequestration essentially means if the federal government doesn't get the cuts that they need, they're going to automatically start cutting budget things, sort of like the
11% come January 1st.
You got it. So some of those things you say, oh, the VA is safe, they're not under sequestration, and active duty forces are not under sequestration. However, TRICARE is.
Oh, my gosh.
So if you take...
You mean the medical care for our retired elderly veterans, combat injured veterans... Or in their families.
And their families.
Is going to be cut.
Well, and all they're doing is allowing enough money for 10 months of care under TRICARE. Now, the bad news part of that is the law of unintended consequences. So you get providers that say, well, I'm a TRICARE provider now, and I'll help these TRICARE recipients for 10 months and not 12. What's going to happen when they're not going to get their pay? Well, they're going to leave TRICARE. They're going to say, I don't want to support TRICARE, so I'm out of here. I think that's
as many have already, by the way, because
absolutely.
They don't, you know, because of the government, the way the government does things.
My TRICARE provider is really not wanting to help us, but we're grandfathered, we're under him. He's a good
guy,
and he's going to help us.
That's
but
right.
He's not getting paid like he should, so he's probably going to leave TRICARE.
Absolutely.
That's the unintended consequence to sequestration for TRICARE.
Well, it's not only that, but let's go a little bit further here. We're talking about, when we start talking about veterans issues, you know, we talk about, okay, if you're active duty, you're okay. And if you're in the VA, suppose that you're okay. What about all the thousands and hundreds of thousands of veterans that are becoming home? What about the 50,000 are being forced out of the services? I mean, you know, they're going to get
right.
get smaller.
Right.
Where are the transition programs? Where are the where are those? Those will disappear too.
Well,
in California, they've already disappeared, but as far as...
The dollars for that are active duty dollars for the transition assistance programs, and they've actually just beefed that up, so it's required training prior to separating from the service.
Well, that's good. Yeah. And so that's staying in, but that's right now.
That's right now.
We've already cut 45, I think it was 45, 47 billion out of this past year, and then now we've got to add another 11%, which could be close to $50 billion. And at that point, 1 million, they're saying, Department of Defense or defense industry jobs goes away. The smallest Navy since World War One, the smallest Air Force ever. I mean, come on. And the Chinese they've just put into service a new carrier fleet. Oh.
Amazing how that happens.
Okay.
And I should caveat my remarks by saying TRICARE for life, for those folks that are 65 years of age or older, is not affected under the sequestration. It's just those active duty forces, the active duty forces families and those of us that are retired before age 65.
Yeah. Well, see, Bob, then I guess Bad Bob, you're safe then. I mean, you're over 65.
Mm.
No. Okay. Okay, now, Camp Lejeune.
Let's talk about Camp Lejeune for a second.
Okay. You know, sometimes these things happen. You just okay.
Well, the background for this is there were thousands, hundreds of thousands of folks that transitioned through Camp Lejeune between January of 1957 and December of 1987, and they complained about some types of skin cancers or birth defects on their children, and they really couldn't put any rhyme or reason to why this was happening until recently, when the federal government identified that yes, there was a problem with the water at Camp Lejeune. And it's a Marine base, and mostly Marines went through there, but other active duty forces and, of course, families were there. So what they've identified was there's 15 conditions that are essentially lung cancers, esophageal cancers, bladder cancers, and birth defects that were caused by the defective water at Camp Lejeune. So they've provided health care. This is a brand new thing in the last month or so that the VA will provide health care for those folks that were in Camp Lejeune and have these conditions, and they were there between 57 and 87. And it includes the in utero children that are adults now. If they were in utero in those times and now they're adults, wondering why they have these problems. But the interesting part, and you and I talked about it during the break here, the interesting part is that that's not coming from taxpayers' dollars. That's coming from veterans. Veterans are funding this additional care for the Camp Lejeune victims. And they do that through the funding fee for our veteran home loan guarantees. It's a 2.4% fund that you pay right up front when you take that non-down payment type loan. And it was supposed
veteran home loan guarantee.
Right.
You mean we're using our own money to pay for treatment of diseases we got while we were in the service?
You got it right on the head.
Isn't this what Obama asked the veterans to do in his first month or two of service? Okay. He asked the veterans to pay for the injuries they had incurred during service.
After all, it's a volunteer force, right? That's what he
said. They are making the families and the people that were in Camp Lejeune who caught diseases based on the water there, they're making veterans who may never even been stationed there pay for this?
That's correct. That's correct.
Who is they? Is this the Veterans Administration? Or do you think President Obama himself probably thought of this?
No, this was the Congress that passed the money to do that, and the money to do that was found through this program of VA home loan funding. So, yeah, the only people eligible for a VA loan guarantee are veterans. So the only people paying for the Camp Lejeune victims are veterans.
You need to forward this to me.
I sure will.
I'm sure maybe you probably have, Bob, and I just haven't read it yet, but please forward this to me.
I sure will.
So I can forward this to Wally Herger and ask him if he voted for this.
I sure will, Carl.
Okay. Okay, we got to take a break. You know, I just find it so, so amusing when I hear these things. You know, Governor Brown won't fund the, you know, and Linda slaps me, and she should be here to hold me back. She says I shouldn't say slime bag. I shouldn't say these things. And I shouldn't. Governor Brown has made bad decisions in the past. Okay, look at unions. Look where we are now with that. But these things about the veterans home are just horrendous decisions. And then when I hear this, is our Congress voted to take money from the VA home loans to pay for the diseases caused to Marines and their families because they were stationed on a base at no fault of theirs. I mean, they didn't volunteer to go there. They were assigned there. Mm-hmm. And then they're paying for it out of their own pocket. There's something wrong here. This stinks. We'll be right back.
Greater Palo Cedro Chamber of Commerce kicks off the fall festivities at Historic Hogs Ranch Saturday, September 29th with an old-time family celebration. Tons of activities, watermelon eating contests, sack races, three-legged races, BB gun and bow and arrow shooting. Purchase a raffle ticket to win a Smith & Wesson 22 semi-automatic rifle. All-day fun with contests, zip lines, pony rides, and more prizes than you can shake a stick at. It's a full day of fun, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
At 8 p.m., tear up the new dance floor under the stars with a hoedown throwdown featuring the Billies playing a mixture of country, blues, and classic rock and roll. Cold beer and wine will be available at the watering hole. Put on your dancing shoes for a hoedown throwdown at Historic Hawes Ranch. Dance gates open at 6 p.m. Band starts playing at 8 p.m. to midnight. It's a full day of fun at Historic Hawes Ranch on Dersh and Deschutes Road, Saturday, September 29th.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Bob. Linda's got on the spot Linda Bot tonight, giving away a lot of tickets, the monster truck rally, plus plays and everything. She does that so well. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas and Propane. Flexible payment plans. You know, you get those huge bills during the winter or during the summer, and you go, oh, gosh, that's kind of a burden at times. So they will spread those payments out for you. It's just like budget payments. So if one-third of your annual heating demand is in January and February, go give them a call at 530-365-3793, and they will start working with you on about how to spread bills out over the rest of the year. Shasta Gas and Propane, locally owned, family owned, and they have an impeccable reputation and safety record. It's not just price with them. Shasta Gas and Propane, 365-3793. Our guest, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. He's got me at a high hover right now. So he's going to bring me down. He's bringing me back down. He's making the signs. Okay, I'm going to start coming back into the LZ. Okay, I've got my tea here. And this tea, has anybody ever had Lapsang Souchong tea? Anybody had that? If you have and you survived, please give me a call. Okay, Bob.
Carl, let me just finish a couple of thoughts on the Camp Lejeune water contamination. And there is some good news to this, that there is care available for those folks. And let me encourage any Marine or any family of a Marine who was there, Camp Lejeune, during those 30 years from 57 to 87, 30 days is all that's required on station there. If they are suffering from one of those cancers that they can't identify what it's attributable to, and they don't have any other way to get medical care if they don't have a health care plan or something, please stop by and see our office, and we'll help them with getting direction on how to get care.
Well, you help people all the time anyway, Bob. So how do we get to your office? How do we get a hold of you? How do we get a hold of your people?
You bet. The phone number is 225-5616. We're at 1855 Shasta Street. It's the old library building on the north side. We're open 8 to 4 on Monday through Friday. We do close for lunch, though. We got to eat noon to 1. And
yeah, you're all out there in front eating those MREs. I saw that.
MREs.
That's right. Meals ready to eat.
Meals refused by Ethiopians. Those are the greatest things I ever had. we help a lot of folks. When I came in,
there's some Ethiopians in town here. They're going to hold you personally responsible, and now they know where you work.
They can hold me responsible, but they probably still won't eat those MREs. We see a lot of folks. We help a lot of people. That's what we do. There's no cost for our service. We're accredited by the VA.
You're seeing thousands of people.
We see an average of about 700 a month, and the numbers continue to skyrocket. And we don't know why. Why are people just all of a sudden just flocking into our office?
Because things are tough out there. There's no jobs, and they realize that before it was going to be, well, I'll just work through this. or I have my own you know, way of handling this with a job and all that. And then it's like, you know what? I rate these benefits.
Yeah, and so they do, and we help them with that.
Okay. Bob Dunlap. You know, Bob, we're always glad to have you come in. You know, you've got me, my blood pressure is like...
Oh, you're fun to watch, Carl.
I know. Yeah. Hey, that's what Linda says. All right, we'll be right back. I've got Dr. Ray John and one of his senior medical people with us. We're going to be talking about the animal kingdom and what's going on with that. And just give me a chance to get into Governor Brown one more time. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. The election is more than a month away, but they're casting ballots today in Iowa.
President Obama's campaign held a Get Out the Early Vote rally at a coffee house in downtown Des Moines. Women for Mitt Romney has an event planned in Cedar Rapids featuring Kansas Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson.
As Jim Boyd with Fox affiliate WHO, more than 30 states will allow early voting. Both candidates are focusing on Virginia, both planning rallies there this hour. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live at the Republicans event. We've lost our connection. I don't think Jared can hear us, but he did file this earlier.
Mitt Romney touting support from veterans here at an American Legion Hall in Springfield, Virginia, a suburb of D.C. It follows what's been a week of tough attacks lobbed at the president over his handling of violent protests in the Middle East. President Obama, meantime, is about 2 hours south of here in Virginia Beach. Virginia is a state the president won by about 100,000 votes 4 years ago and is considered a must-win for the Romney camp.
How's the economy? We're getting mixed signals. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Well, it grew in the second quarter at an annual rate of 1.3%. That's what experts consider sluggish, the record drought getting much of the blame. The number of people asking the government for unemployment benefits fell to about 359,000 last week. That's the lowest level in 9 years. Nobody buying jet airplanes in August, and that's the major reason for a more than 13% drop in orders for durable goods. But if you have the money, still a good time to buy a house. Average rate for a 30-year fixed interest mortgage stands at a record low 3.4%, Dave.
Rich, on Wall Street, the Dow's down up 32 points. Speaking of the drought, a new report shows it got a little worse. 22% of the country in either extreme or exceptional drought. An alligator that attacked a Florida woman in the canal behind her home yesterday morning, biting off her arm, has been hunted down and killed. The 84-year-old victim is in critical condition. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The chilly weather's just around the corner, folks, and a lot of people will be adjusting their thermostat down to save money. Quicken Loans has an adjustable rate mortgage that saves money, too. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans, and I'd like to tell you about our amazing 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The initial rate on this great program is just 2.625%, APR 2.94%. Do you want to reduce the cost of your mortgage? Do you plan on moving or refinancing in the next 5 to 7 years? Do you want the lowest rate available? If you've answered yes to any of these questions, our Quicken Loans 7-1 arm could save you stacks of cash. Again, the super low initial rate is 2.625%, APR 2.94%, and it's locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Why pay a boatload more interest on a 30-year fix to borrow the same amount of money for the next 7 years? With a 7-1 arm, you don't have to. Call 800-QUICKEN right now. That's 800-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Republicans in Congress want more answers about the deadly attack on the U.S. consulate in Libya. Senator Kelly Ayotte wants to know why the FBI isn't on the scene yet.
The first thing that you need to do is right at the beginning of the event, you've got to get the accounts, you've got to make sure the evidence is secure. The fact that they haven't been there is deeply troubling.
President Obama has vowed justice will be done. Israel will take the stage at the U.N. today in New York, where Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley is live.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has already condemned Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's speech yesterday here at the UN General Assembly. Today, Netanyahu is expected for the first time to draw a clear red line against Iran's nuclear program. According to senior Israeli officials, he will not contradict what President Obama said here on Tuesday. The Prime Minister has a previous history of fiery speeches, and one day after Ahmadinejad referred to Israel as uncivilized Zionists, another speech taking direct aim at Iran is expected. Dave?
Gordon, the replacement refs are being kicked off The NFL has worked out a deal to bring the locked-out regular officials back after 3 weeks of controversial calls culminating with Monday night's mess. The regular refs will be at tonight's game between the Browns and the Ravens. Another ex-NFL player is speaking out against head injuries.
Former Bears quarterback Jim McMahon said if he had known the dangers of head trauma from playing football, he might have played baseball.
When I meet people, you know, 2 minutes later, I'm like, what's that guy's name again? Or when my friends call and leave me a message, you know, I'll read it and, you know, I guess I'll delete it before I, you know, respond, and then I forget, you know, who called me or who left me a message.
He spoke with Chicago's WFLD. McMahon is 53 and suffering from early-stage dementia. He was part of the Bears' only Super Bowl championship team. Last month, he joined the lawsuit charging the NFL concealed the risks of head injury. Bill Fitka, Fox News Radio.
Victim number one, a key witness against convicted child molester Jerry Sandusky in the Penn State scandal, has a book deal and will soon reveal his identity. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. That was an abrupt clunk, clunk. Why don't you just put a clunk sound in there, Bad Bomb?
Everyone's a critic.
I've been doing this job for 34 years. Hey, it's 8:05 in the morning, September the 27th. 530-605-4567 is our number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, and welcome back for this hour. We've got a lot of things heading out. We're going to, after Bad Bob gets off the phone, but our guests at this hour are going to be Dr. Ray John from Haven Humane and one of his right-hand people, maybe right and left-hand people, Dr. Sienna Browning.
You got it.
Yeah, I got it. You know, it just took me like four write-downs here to do it. So welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Well, you know what? Haven Humane, and this is our animal talk hour. You know, I mean, people have got questions about it, and we're going to be talking a lot about that. But before we go to get to that, we're going to do our regularly scheduled Wells Fargo Advisor Market Minute with Chris Lasondek. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading, and the markets are in positive territory, where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 24 points at 13,438. The S&P 500 adding 6 points at 1439, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 16 points at 3,110. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 157 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's up $5.94 a share at $670.94, Microsoft down 15 cents at $30.02, and Intel's up 11 cents at $22.74. Of local interest, PG&E up 2 cents at $42.56, North Valley Bank unchanged at $13.55, and Tri-County's Bank up 4 cents at $16.63. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.64%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.26. Oil's up $1.14 a barrel at $91.12, and precious metals are higher with gold up $13.77 an ounce at $1,765.60, while silver's up 36 cents an ounce at $34.29. This is Chris Lasondek at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9:06 in the morning. They give you the best information about what's happening. You got a question, head on down to Park Marina Drive. See our Wells Fargo Advisors. Bad Bob, hit us with the weather.
Abundant sunshine today, a high near 98, clear tonight, low of 61. Sunny skies tomorrow again, pushing the century mark, currently in Reading, 61 degrees. And the weather report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, it's pizza night out there Thursday nights with a wood-fired pizzas. It's great. Have a wonderful time. And you go up there, give them a call, though, 474-5546. And, of course, Linda's singing out there tomorrow night at Anselmo Vineyards. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Come back. Dr. Ray John is with us. And I'm surrounded by doctors here. And Dr. Browning is with her, was with him too. So here I am in really good hands, especially since I found out that she's a veterinarian. So I'm sure she can handle anything that's wrong with myself or Bad Bob. We'll be right back.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend, we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, are you really going to go up in that thing?
Yep. I thought the piling in a hot air balloon would be a great way to experience that light feeling you get when you eat one of Black Bear Diner's salads. They're so light and crispy and delicious.
Yeah, but they're our salads, Bob. They're huge. Seriously, you can't pilot that thing. Hop out of that basket and let's go get your favorite salad, the cashew chicken Caesar.
But what if I want a taco salad, a Cobb, a chef salad, a Chinese chicken salad, or ooh, the grilled southwestern steak salad? It's the perfect pairing of cool, crisp vegetables and delicious manly steak.
You can have that too, Bob. Just turn that burner off and deflate that thing before you hurt yourself.
Good thing you saved me, Sugar Bear. I'm kind of afraid of heights.
Oh, brother.
Enjoy the lighter side this summer with generous salads and wraps, specially made for you at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with the hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in loft heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Dogs out!
Yeah, welcome back to Who Let the Dogs Out? Yeah. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight, handing out all types of great tickets to monster trucks, which is not one of her things, but she enjoys it. And then a lot of the theater action that's going on around town. So she'll be back at 6 p.m. tonight. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great people there that give discounts to veterans who have espresso joes with coffee and cold drinks. And, of course, the finest tobacco prices in town. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. One of our favorite places and our favorite people, Joe and Shelley. Our guest, Dr. Ray John of Haven Humane, of course, and his right-hand person, Dr. Sienna. Browning. Sienna.
It's Sienna.
Sienna Browning. I'm looking at it. I think, well, it needs, if there was an H in there, I could get away with the China, but not. Okay. Doctor, how are you today?
I'm excellent. Thank you.
Have you been on radio before?
I have not. This is my first time.
Well, it's, you know what? So far, so good. You know, we can hear you. Okay. Dr. John.
Yes, sir.
Animal talk.
Animal talk. It's good to be with you, Carl. Thanks for having us. One of the things I want to say, I've listened to your first segment today is we also give a veteran's discount at Haven Humane. If you're an honorably discharged veteran, show your veteran's card at the clinic or at the adoptions area, and you'll be taken care of.
Well, that's great. You know, I mean, it's sometimes it's a small thing, but it's a huge impact on veterans. You know, they know that people care. Yeah. 150 businesses around here, including Haven Humane.
Yeah,
give discounts.
It's exciting, and also as a combat veteran myself, I realize what these people have been through, and they deserve everything we can do for them and with them.
Yes.
Just want to let you know, our building is flying now. We're about 80% complete. We'll be done on December 1st. 10,300 square feet with 65 new dog kennels and 75 cat cage areas. So we're more than doubling our capacity. We'll be able to really service the entire city and county. We're just jazzed. It's state of the art. It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, I saw the layout on it and everything. It's great.
Yeah, we're excited in it, and I think listening to the staff, it's going to be a whole new life. You know, we've had our first 60 years. We're getting ready for our next 60.
Well, you know, you have to be prepared for that. But wouldn't it be great as if you never needed those?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if people would spay and neuter, and in a little bit here, I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Browning, but she's done miracles in that clinic. I mean, when I got there, they were barely moving, and she took the reins, and she got another full-time veterinarian and is doing close to 5,000 spay and neuters a year.
Wow.
So we're dynamite.
But the building, I was out there, I was invited out by you, and looked at how it was laid out, looked at the size of it, and I'm looking forward to going back in there and seeing it, of course, when we have our grand opening.
Yeah.
But here is what people sometimes forget. Okay, dogs and cats. Okay. Fires. You all were packed to the gills with animals ranging from birds to chickens. I mean, you had two or three flocks, 75, 100 chickens, roosters, ducks, geese.
And 10 miniature horses.
10 miniature horses.
We had 111 animals we rescued.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, thank God we have our three pastures. We were able to put, we had llamas in one, we had sheep in one, and we had the horses in another.
One of our show hosts, Frank Lucia. The cat got away from his wife. She couldn't get it. And captain went back out there. And the cat, for the first time in its life, came to somebody.
Yeah, it was
came terrible. To her. She grabbed it. And they were calling. They were so upset. And they said, well, what's it look like? Oh, gee, I think we have your cat. And so he was just, he and his wife were ecstatic.
We got a call from a group called Pet Finders Foundation this past week, and they sent us $2,500 to make up for some of the costs that we incurred. And one of the things they were blown away about was Captain Smith and two of our regulars went deep into the woods while it was still burning to go after a cow and its calf. And they walked for hours following its traces, found them in a stream, burned, but not, you know, singed. And got them out of there because they were not going to let them die. And got them in both the cow and its calf are doing well now. And
I just love that. And
I talked to the cat and I said, Captain, for God's sakes, it was fire. She fell at one point in a tree stump. Exploded in front of her on fire. They were heating their boots up, and she said it was an animal. I was going to get it out of there. So I have got the best crew that I've ever been associated with in my entire career.
Well, you know what? It's a but you know, I just think sometimes people don't realize is that, you know, how much you encompass out there. What Haven Humane does, and you know, taking over from the county. But I mean, anything from skunks to animals, large animals that are been maltreated and mistreated, rescuing, going in there on puppy mills, and that dogs and cats are being kept in really intolerable conditions.
Yeah, we have a real problem in this county and city with hoarders, and.
Really? Hoarders? I'm not being facetious.
Hoarders, right? I went into a house a year ago, and the fellow had 59 guinea pigs. 59 guinea pigs in the house without cages, running loose and doing.
I can understand 20, but 59.
We've come across as many as 200 cats in a house, and then with. Without any litter boxes or anything, we've come across a lot of foreclosures. People leave their animals behind and ditch, They destroy the house and they leave their dogs and cats, and when we get to them, they're dying. So it's a, I think people think, oh, you work down at the shelter, it must be fun adopting out puppies. We do a lot of the ugly side of life.
No, I never thought that.
You know. Didn't, because
well,
you've
no,
been there.
But, well, not only that. Well, yeah, but I mean, I guess maybe that do there. You know, like I walked in that one day, you know, visit you that day we had lunch, and there's this big guy, construction guy. In fact, there's construction guys working on the right. That day. He comes walking out, and in his arms was this little lab puppy. And the little puppy's looking up at him and looking at his face, and this big guy's kind of, well, he's kind of petting it. And I'm thinking to myself, ah, success story.
Yeah.
And you don't think about, and when you see that, it kind of makes up for some of the other things that happen, you know, with people doing bad things or doing neglectful
right.
things. We've got to take a break. Our guest, Dr. Ray John, and his chief medical officer, Dr. Asina.
Sienna.
Sienna. Okay, I'll get it. Dr. Sienna Browning.
Thank you, Quarrel.
That's right. Okay. Make me hurt. All right, we'll be right back.
Black and orange stray cats sitting on the fence.
Harrods, Budweiser, Pepsi, Navajo Parts, Taco Bell, and Les Schwab Tires present the 15th annual Growdy Motors West Coast Monster Truck National. The Patriot, Obsession, M2D Thunder, Captain USA, Shocker, and many more will all come to challenge Bigfoot. Also, freestyle motocross with sick tricks and backflips. Local Tub Trucks will be competing for $3,000 in cash in the Hill Enterprises Tub Truck Challenge. Plus, the Hillbilly and much more. And hey, don't you dare miss the Palomino Room Monster Truck Madness Parade. Downtown, right in front of the courthouse, Thursday night, October 4th, starting at 6 p.m. This is where you get up close, meet the drivers, and get their autograph. And it's absolutely free. Thursday night, October 4th, in front of the courthouse, downtown. The Palomino Room Monster Truck Madness Parade. And get ready for an incredible weekend at the West Coast Monster Truck National. October 5th, 6th, and 7th at the fairgrounds in Red Bluff.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air, over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets, and you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
A child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the UK.
Cats in the Cradle, sir.
That's good. Just, yeah.
Good job.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 8:24 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. Redding Crown Motors. Go on down there and visit Steve and the rest of the crew at Crown Motors. Get your Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, or Ram. Previously owned, brand new, they have a vehicle for you. SUV, truck, or car, they have a vehicle for you. They're going to give you a great deal. They're your neighbors, and they stand behind their products. Not only that, the service that they provide is second to none. Second to none right here in Redding. Redding Crown Motors, stop by 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call at 223-2177. It's a big buy, my friends. Let's keep it in town. Keep it with your friends. Keep it with a reputable company with a high integrity level. That's what you're looking for. Redding Crown Motors. Okay, Dr. Ray John is here and Dr. Sianna Browning. So, okay, what we have, we got Bart and Wine.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like the story of my honeymoon, you know. Just kidding, you know. Bart, oh, and Wine.
I'm not even going to comment, Carl. I think
I wouldn't do this in front of her.
You know,
but I got a feeling she's listening right now, and I'm just going to just, okay, hey, honey, you know what I'm saying?
Linda, I'm sorry for you. Anyway, it takes about $2.2 million a year to run Haven Humane, and we get a lot from Bequest. We get a lot from our regular donors, but we also have a couple of fundraisers that bring us over the top so we can pay the bills. And this year is our fifth annual Bark and Wine at the Red Lion Hotel on Saturday, October 6th. And it's from 6 to 9, and there's a wine tasting from local wineries and Southern Oregon wines. Tons of hors d'oeuvres. We always have Lou White come. He's terrific. And we have a live auction with the best auctioneer in the state there. So it'll just be great. Plus, co-hosted by Linda Hartman, one of our supervisors.
Great. And let me throw something
sure,
in here. Is,
sure.
Is that I've been there for the last several years, and it is absolutely outstanding. The amount, I think it's a silent auction and a live auction, all of that is just great. And the food, oh my gosh. When you say hors d'oeuvres, people think, okay, little pasty thing.
No, no.
No, no. Don't eat for a whole day. Go on down there, and you still will be eating at the end of the night when you're throwing your hand up and buying things like fountains. We have a fountain out in our house right now that we bought during this auction, not realizing, of course, that it was going to have purple doves on it. But then the people switched it out with it, so we're okay. But a great time, a great way. I mean, it is. It's just a great time.
Oh, it is. And the other thing, too, is we're raffling off a River Romance Day. Two nights in the Delta King in Old Sacramento with breakfast and dinner and museum tickets and a Sunday brunch cruise on the Hornblower yacht. Really a lot of fun, and those are just $5 each. And then we have a very special event, and only a few people have taken advantage of it. We've had a ball. It's called the VIP Package. You get two tickets to Bark and Wine, an overnight stay at the Red Lion, Sunday breakfast, entry to win the vacation, and we have a very special event in the suite at Red Lion, hosted by yours truly. So,
okay, I've done this too, and yeah. This is great. It gives you everything. I think, at one time, you spend the night there. I mean, you've had a great time at night, and you go dancing afterwards, by the way.
It's
a big thing, dancing, and then the next morning, get up, go down, and have a good breakfast.
Yeah, I love it.
All of a sudden, under one price.
So if anyone's interested, call us at 241-5262. Again, 241-5262. Pater, Virginia will take your reservation, and we'd love to have some new people haven't tried us before come to the event.
Well, it's a good time. You have music, you have great food. The idea about the VIP thing is great because your pre party is really a party. I mean, it's like, okay, I'm going down. Okay, if I can find my way down to the room, then we'll be okay. So, all right, and that's going to be on the October 6th, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Give Haven Humane a call at 241-5262, and you will not be sorry for this because you will have a great time. The River Romance Day. Now, we haven't tried that yet.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have to jump into that. The auction, the whole thing. So, good. It's just going to be a great time.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. One of the things that we want to do in Animal Talk, Carl, is introduce you to different staff members and what they do and how they do it. I missed the inaugural show because I was on a murder trial.
Not yours.
No. I was the foreman on the jury, and we found him guilty. But it was 3 weeks of my life, so wow. I missed the first show. I'm glad to be here today. I think we're getting ready for a time.
Yeah, we got like a minute break.
A minute. And when we get back, I'd like to introduce Dr. Cyana Browning, who's the chief medical officer, who not only is one of the best employees I have, but she's also a very close friend. And she keeps me going when I go through my sad phases. She makes me laugh, and she's the best in the business. So right after the break.
Well, we're going to learn a lot about the doctor, and we also want to also make that announcement. Of course, we've kind of talked about it. It's her your child was born on November 10th.
That's right.
Semper Fi.
Semper Fidelis. Right away, we like you.
That's right.
But you waited and planned for that.
I did that on purpose.
Okay, on purpose. That's what I thought. I just want to make sure. Okay, anyway, we're going to come back. We're going to talk. Let's talk medical issues, because I know there's people with questions. I have questions, too, about your animals. If you don't mind answering, general questions.
Most definitely.
All right, we'll be right back. Carl and Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. A two-month low for unemployment claims. Economic growth slow. The final spring quarter numbers.
359,000 people filed for first-time jobless benefits last week. The government says gross domestic product came in at just 1.3%. The second reading had been 1.7%, and economists look for it to remain at that level.
Fox Business Network's Robert Gray. Pending home sales down a little last month, even with record low mortgages. The author of the Harry Potter series, J.K. Rowling, has a new book for grown-ups out today called The Casual Vacancy. Emily Hall waiting to buy it outside a bookstore in London.
Well, Harry Potter's always been there growing up, and he grew up with you, and now you're an adult, and suddenly there's a book for adults, too.
And this one's not for kids. There's a fair amount of sex and swearing in it. The Harry Potter books have sold more than 450 million copies worldwide. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me September 28th. We'll all be up at Anselmo Vineyards singing away with Bob Casandas on guitar, Andy Uli on bass, and Lou White. We start off the night with that good, great jazz dinner music. Later on, we're going to rock out. So come up and enjoy a fabulous five-star meal in Salmo Vineyards, 474-5546. That's a Friday night, and we'll be there performing from 7 to 10 in Salmo Vineyards.
Free. Is anything really free anymore? The answer is yes. Did you know that Gone for Free Recycling will come to your home or office and remove your old electronics and appliances for free? Working or not, TVs, computers, monitors, refrigerators, microwaves, washers, and dryers, the list goes on and on. All removed at no cost to you. Just call 357-GONE. That's 357-4663 and make an appointment today. Or check out their website at goneforfree.com. Your old electronics and appliances will be gone for free.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us, and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest, quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, well, okay, wait a minute. What's this one?
You don't recognize the chicken dance?
Okay, so that's what they were doing down at the shelter, right, during the fire?
Okay, we're doing the chicken dance.
Okay, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We've completely lost control. Bob finds these things, the chicken dance, Captain Credo. Next one be dog humping your leg. All right. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Go in there. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans and seniors. Man's last stronghold. We like it there. We like DC Tim and the Man in Black. Have never gotten a bad haircut. Okay, I had to go. No, I never have gotten a bad haircut there. We like these guys, and they care about our community. Cypress Square Barbershop right on Athens Avenue. Okay, our guest, Dr. Ray John from Haven Humane, but now we're going to be talking to Dr. Sianna Abronin, who is the veterinarian there at Haven Humane. Tell us about yourself. When did you decide to be a veterinarian?
Well, you know, I was lucky enough to be raised up in the Fall River Valley, which I'm sure most of you know is a pretty animal-oriented area. So, you know, I just was always brought up around animals. And, you know, from the very beginning, I really just had a love for animals and wanted to work with them and do what I could for them.
I understand it's harder to get into veterinary school than medical school.
You know, I don't want to hurt any doctor's feelings out there, but there's not very many veterinary schools, and yeah, it's a tough gig.
That's what I heard. It's different medicine, of course.
Yes.
But it is difficult to get in there, and but once you got into it, I mean, how long does veterinary school last?
Veterinary school itself is about 4 years, but usually you have to get a 4-year undergraduate degree before
right.
that. So all in all, it takes about 8, and that's if you don't do a residency or specialize.
Did you specialize in anything?
I did not specialize in the academic sense of the word, but I think I have specialized in the working sense of the word, and that since I've been out of veterinary school, I've done shelter medicine.
Okay, let's talk about that. A shelter veterinarian versus a private veterinarian.
Mm-hmm.
What's the differences?
You know, I think that there's some pretty major differences in that, you know, our primary mission at Haven is really just to prevent pet overpopulation. And we do that in a lot of ways through adoption, through spay and neuter. And, you know, we're just basically trying to take care of the shelter animals and all the unwanted animals. So it's a little less lucrative business, I would say, in that we just do what we can for everybody that comes through the door.
Okay, it's a emergency room type care. I liken it maybe then to a emergency room type care, as opposed to walking into a doctor's office with a plan of, you know, okay, your appointment's at 2:00 in the afternoon. You know, you're
very hands on, yeah.
Like the surgical centers there in combat, you know, here they come.
Yeah, we kind of see the whole spectrum of things in that we have animal control bringing in animals that might be sick or injured during the day. We also do surgery for about 5 hours of the day that's all spay and neuter. So in the morning, we usually check in about 35 animals, and then we'll spay and neuter those all before 1. And then in the afternoon, we see low-income appointments. So, you know, we're kind of special in that we are able to offer low-cost care. You have to either have a Medi-Cal, Medicare, or a veterans card to come in for regular care, and it's mostly just wellness care, vaccinations, you know, preventative medicine type things.
Okay. I was there one day during the time that you all had rescued a puppy mill of palms, a puppy palm mill.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the spaying and neutering was going on.
Uh-huh.
And I have got to tell you that the way it was set up, you had people working and prepping the animals. The animals are in cages, and they're kind of looking around the corner there. You know, hey, they're sending me they're introducing me to my new tutor. No, not exactly. But you had the cages. I mean, all of them up there, of course, clean. You had people working to prep the animals.
Yeah.
They were prepping them on one table.
Mm-hmm.
You were working on the other table, and then you just switched over.
Yep.
And that, and then the ones you had worked on were all covered. This is, you know, but you need to see this. They were on this kind of this real comfy cushion, covered with this duvet, this red cover,
uh-huh.
keeping warm. Well, somebody's watching them, making sure they were okay as they came up out of the anesthesia, but.
Mm-hmm.
I know. While we were there, you must have done three of them.
Mm-hmm.
How many can you do in an hour?
You know, it kind of depends on the surgery, but say a cat spay that's pretty routine, we could probably do about eight in an hour.
Wow. Okay. Now, I'm going to just go past break here for a little bit. So, Bob, don't yell at me. Veterinarians come in and they volunteer their time, and God bless them.
Mm-hmm.
They come in to help out and volunteer their time.
Right.
How many can they usually do?
You know,
and this is nothing against their ability.
No. And, you know, most of the veterinarians that do come in and help us out, which is awesome, are our new grads. And so they're mm-hmm. coming in to get surgical experience, because in a private practice, you're not going to do, 35 spays and neuters in a morning. So, you know, I would say those veterinarians are usually coming in and doing two or three. So, you know, there is quite a bit of time difference. But by the time they're finished, you know, helping us and finished
they've
with their time,
down, huh?
they've got it down and they're, yeah,
well,
and they can
great
do that
thing.
Many.
Oh, it's like a training hospital then,
mm-hmm.
you know. So you're there. You got somebody that's an expert overseeing what's going on with the newer veterinarians.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Okay, we're going to be right back. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with Dr. Sienna Browning from Animal from Haven Humane, and with Dr. Ray Gunn.
The Greater Palo Cedro Chamber of Commerce kicks off the fall festivities at Historic Haas Ranch Saturday, September 29th with an old-time family celebration. Tons of activities, watermelon eating contests, sack races, three-legged races, BB gun and bow and arrow shooting, purchase a raffle ticket to win a Smith & Wesson 22 semi-automatic rifle. All-day fun with contests, zip lines, pony rides, and more prizes than you can shake a stick at. It's a full day of fun, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
At 8 p.m., tear up the new dance floor under the stars with a hoedown throwdown featuring the Phillies playing a mixture of country, blues, and classic rock and roll. Cold beer and wine will be available at the watering hole. Put on your dancing shoes for a hoedown throwdown at Historic Haas Ranch. Dance gates open at 6 p.m. Band starts playing at 8 p.m. to midnight. It's a full day of fun at Historic Haas Ranch on Dersh and Deschutes Road, Saturday, September 29th.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect, even if you need them after hours. They still treat every customer the old-fashioned way, with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Redding's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Redding's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is coming 98 today. So what do you do when you're hot? You want to make sure your air conditioning is working. And now the cold is heading down from the north. So you got to make sure the heater works too. So what do? Alliance Heating and Air. Who are you going to call? 221-2642. They believe in that old-fashioned trait of quality 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They're there for you. Alliance Heating and Air. I know that these people are great people. We've worked with them before. When it's hot outside, they're going to keep you cool inside. And there's still smoke in the air because Washington State's on fire and it's blowing south. Been in business since 1992? Give them a call, 221-2642, or go to homecomfort.org. Dr. Ray John, Haven Humane, is our guest. And we're talking right now with his chief veterinarian, Dr. Sianna Bronin. Dr. Bronin. It's always good to have you. I mean, it's really interesting listening to Sianna during the breaks talking about these things. Okay, you've got a bunch of programs going on.
We do have a bunch of programs. Well, here we go.
Share with us.
So I would say that the one that's coming up the closest here has to do with Bark and Wine and is probably the most near and dear to my heart, which is we have a live auction item that we're going to be auctioning off, and then we auction off every year at our fundraising event on October 6th, and that is called the Day of Hope. And what that is a free day of spay and neuter that we auction off, and we basically book it to the gills, and we get as many as we can done that day. We are lucky enough to be invited to Project Homeless Connect every year in the springtime, and we go there, do vaccinations and wellness care for all those animals, and that's where we give out all those free spays and neuters.
During the auction, the people bid on that?
They bid on it. We have one person who's, I think last year she gave us $2,000, mm-hmm. and then we take that funding, and that covers the cost of Sianna, the other veterinarian, and the RVTs and the vet techs that are there. And we house the animals while they, Homeless Connect, go in and look at their driver's license or their DD-214s, whatever they need to do.
Right.
We take care of their animals, then we vaccinate them, and then we give them a voucher for spay and neutering. And we actually go, in this case, we sent the cars to the mission and picked up those and brought them back and spayed and neutered them for them. So,
great.
And this is Sienna's idea from the beginning. We're really proud of it.
You see those people. You see people out there with their animals.
Yeah.
You know, begging. I don't know. Maybe they pass the animals around. Some of them look familiar. But still, that's one you really kind of like, daggone. You know. So you want to just buy a bag of dog food.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, okay, what else?
So another program that we have going on is last year around this time we received a grant from PetSmart Charities. They were nice enough to give us a pretty large sum of money to help with cat spay and neuter in the city. And so basically if you're in the 96001, 96002 area codes and you live in the city limits, we can help you out with some spay and neuter, some cat spay and neuter.
Really? Mm-hmm. Probably have to trap them, don't I?
Well, if you can't catch them, you probably got to trap them.
Well, I mean, they're not my cats. Can I bring them down to be spayed and neutered?
Yes.
If I catch them on my property?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. It's $20 for a cat spay and $10 for a cat neuter.
That's a great deal.
Great deal.
That's a great deal. Yes, Bob?
I have a question. This is a tragic thing that happens far too often, but if you encounter a dog who is in a high heat state,
mm-hmm.
caught in a car, whatever, even in the back of a pickup where they don't have access to water, they get overheated. The animal only has a limited amount of time before the damage is permanent. What can a person who is, you know, just a regular citizen do to maybe help get that animal saved?
Right. I think right away definitely calling animal control and getting them out there. But I think that if it's a life or death situation, I don't think anybody is going to judge you or you're not going to get in trouble if you break a window. I mean, I think that I would do that any day of the week.
But once you've got the animal out, is there any, you know, do you try to ice them down? Do you try to get some water on them or what?
Most definitely. Cooling them down. I mean, just like you would do with a small child, you know, getting them cooled down with water, getting some water into them, and getting them to the closest veterinarian so they can be treated for heat stroke.
But that's one of the things when you all get that phone call, animal and car, you all really respond quickly to that.
Yeah, that's
one of your
high priorities. Yeah. And I've given the word to the animal control people that I don't care if the door's unlocked, break the window. You get the animal out of that car. When it's outside, it's 90 to 95. Inside a car, it's 135 to 140.
That's right.
They have about 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's a horrible way. And people leave their kids in there, too, not realizing
I
know.
Especially
good
in Ray. Really
that's fast. A good question. Yeah, okay, so but make sure you – and that number, if you're calling animal control, is – or just call you all at – 241-1653. 241-1653. Okay.
That'll get you to it.
Yeah, well, you know what? We need to put that up. Make a note there. We want that up on the website, too. Okay, what other things you got going here, Sianna?
You know, we have a trap neuter release program going for feral cats also that's an ongoing program. We do spay and neuter for feral cats for $35.
Trap and release?
Mm-hmm. So people are welcome to come and rent a trap from us or the county shelter, or if they have one, they can trap these cats in a trap. They have to come in and trap because they're really difficult to handle, clearly, and bring them on into us, and we test them, we give them a rabies vaccine, we alter them, and then we get them back to you for $35.
We alter them.
Spay and neuter.
And I think the thing that's important, Carl, is there are people in this town that just love feeding feral cats. So
I don't understand this.
Well, the nice thing is with this program, we're sending back cats that can no longer reproduce.
Right.
Well, that's the bottom line.
That'll cull the herd.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In fact, I'd like to talk about that. This, and when we get back from our last break here, is how many and you know what? I want to talk a little bit about the ramifications of not doing this, and then leave it on a happier note. But you don't get how many people? I mean, how many dogs and cats have to be put down because people don't do the spaying and neutering. We'll be right back. Carl on the bot.
Thank you.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
At Platinum Auto Glass, we have all your glass needs covered. Whether it's a simple rock chip repair or a windshield replacement, Platinum Auto Glass can take care of you. Locally owned and operated with full mobile service available. If it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. We're so sure of our service and quality that we'll match or beat any competitor pricing. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
It may seem hard to believe, but cold and flu season is just about here. Pulse Urgent Care suggests that you don't wait until it's too late. Flu shots are available now at Pulse, and they're only $28. Call 722-1111 and ask about the flu vaccine. Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Come into their newly expanded facility anytime, 7 days a week from 10 till 8. Or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare is accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says, if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's going to be on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. You're going to have a great time there. She's got all types of things going on, and she's going to be giving away tickets to plays and, of course, the Monster Truck Rally. I was going to give them away here. And she says, no. My fans want Monster Truck Rally. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Redding Harley-Davidson. Here, I'm going to rub it in here, Dr. Rajon, who I bought his collection, his almost entire collection of Harley collectibles. And they're all over my house right now. But it's getting to be Big Bike Weekend. It's coming up fast. And how can you beat a Big Bike Weekend without a Harley-Davidson? Head on up to 1268 Twin View Boulevard to Redding Harley-Davidson. Talk to Nathan. Talk to Ernie and Jessica. They've got the bike for you. They've got the clothing for you. They got it all. If you want to experience the ride and live the dream, you got to go to Redding Harley-Davidson. Give them a call, 241-7117. Dr. Rajon from Haven Humane and Dr. Asiana Browning is here as his chief veterinarian there. And how many spays and neuters do you do a year?
So we do about 5,000 a year right now.
5,000 a year.
5,000 a year.
That's just for the city of Redding, right?
Yeah, from the county. A lot of people from the county.
Now, this is going to be, this, you know, some people are going to be upset about this next figure. Dr. John, how many animals does the shelter, Haven Humane, have to put down?
Out of every four dogs, one doesn't make it out. So three make it out, adopted or fostered or rescued, one doesn't. And out of every three cats, one makes it out.
One makes it out. So two cats don't.
Right.
Okay. And this is like national. Is this about national average?
Not national
actually,
average.
National average is two dogs out of four. Don't
so you're doing it. Much better.
We're doing better than that, and we're improving with cats. Right. But the thing is, Carl, when in one day 2 weeks ago, four litters came in with the mama cats and eight kittens each. And,
32 you know, cats right there.
Right there, and I've already got 150 in the back. Well, you just can't. It's
let me make this a little more emphatic for people out there. You put down, if you weighed them, and I can't begin to come out with the numbers, but if you weighed them, it's almost 3/4 tons of dogs and cats and a few other animals probably that have to be destroyed a month.
Yes, you're right.
That's hundreds.
Yeah.
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of animals
right.
a month. And this is after trying to save them and adopting them out and all that. And the primary purpose or primary reason for that is?
Irresponsibility.
Not spaying or neutering your animal. Think about this, my friends. 3/4 ton. How many dogs and cats do you think are put down every month? Hundreds and hundreds of them. Maybe... I don't know, I won't say 1,000. Maybe it is 1,000, or maybe it is more than that. You can't rescue every one of them, but if you fixed your cats, fixed your dogs, you wouldn't be doing this. the good doctor here would have time to kind of sit back.
Yeah, and drink some coffee
and, you know, take care of animals that have, you know, accidents or stuff.
Exactly.
I can't say enough. I know it's tough. And Ray, I know you. Mm-hmm. You're a combat veteran. This is tough on you.
Oh, I've seen very, very difficult.
But what are you going to do? What choice do you have?
Well, now that we're expanding the facility, we'll have a little bit more room. But we're still, you know, we need people to be educated that spaying neutering is the only way to go. And I don't have a problem with euthanizing a dangerous dog or one that's badly wounded or
sure.
gone kennel crazy.
Oh, of course.
But when a dog is perfectly adoptable, but I can't get it out, and I've got five more dogs trying to come in.
Yeah, and you provide food. I mean, you do everything to try and keep people with their animals.
We do.
We
try everything, and we'll continue trying. I mean, that's one reason I'm so glad Sienna and I worked so closely together.
Well, so am I. I'm so glad that you're on with us once a month. We can talk about this and remind people. Now, Bark and Wine, October 6th. What's the number again to call? 241-5262 for tickets. You're going to have a great time. It's for a superly great cause. Superly great? Yeah, that's superly a new great. Word I just made up. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have a surprise for you. We may have the beer vendors coming in at 8:00, and we may be having a taste test. That's right, taste test tomorrow. We're going to be finding out though. We'll be trying that out. Of course, Palisadro Chamber of Commerce will be here. But the taste test for the beer week, what can I say? It was hard to turn down. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's, again, tonight, 6 p.m., on the spot with Linda Bott. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
I'm gonna stand my ground.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. It's Virginia's turn for a double dose of presidential campaigning.
I'm privileged today in the presence of those who have served their nation.
Mitt Romney at an American Legion post in Springfield, where Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live.
The Republican nominee is on the stage, picking up the support of Medal of Honor recipients and veterans here in Springfield, Virginia. Romney competing Northern Virginia, a region he hopes helps win him this crucial battleground state. President Obama, meantime, rallying a few hours south. President Obama won this state by a slim margin 4 years ago. A slew of recent polls suggest a similar advantage for the president right now, Lisa.
Jared, thanks. In case you missed it, he said the president will rally just south of there, a few hours south of there in Virginia Beach. The numbers still aren't adding up for the U.S. economy. Several new snapshots out today. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in D.C.
Well, the summer drought that's devastated crops was a major factor in a major downward